Hello, Audio Boots, Greg here. Now, for Audio Mod Day 3, I was wondering what to do. And I decided to show you this piece of equipment I have, called the RNIB in your pocket, and give you my views, basically. I'm not going to do a proper review, I've tried that, I just got it all wrong and rambled too much. We're just going to have a look at it. So I'll quickly just tell you what it is, and then I'll just demonstrate a couple of things it can do, and then we'll leave it there. And I'll give you my views as well. So, RNIB in your pocket is basically a service that RNIB are providing. It's a device and a service. And I apologise for the bird out there. It's actually a nice sound. But, I think there's a magpie there. But anyway, the RNIB in your pocket service is a device and a service to enable you to access talking books, newspapers and magazines, which is something I've never really been able to access. And other services as well. Talking books, newspapers and magazines, and podcasts are what it can do at the moment. But it came out in March, beginning of March this year. And actually, it came out 3 months ago. And looking at RNIB will be adding more content. In fact, they are adding more content all the time. Now, this device likes to be called Sam. And you've made it a little bit like a personal assistant, but it can't do all the stuff a personal assistant can do, like look up things on the internet and things. It's just there to do a job. So it plays talking books, newspapers, magazines, and podcasts. It does have a little bit of a personality, but not that much of one. Like, you can't say, will you marry me? Certain things it won't recognise. There are one or two little phrases that it will recognise, like, for example, if I ask it, how do you have fun?
I'm satisfied just chatting to you. Oh, and I joined a book group. We meet on Wednesdays.
Thank you.
Thank you, too. You are reviewing episode.
So as you can see, and she's just trying to tell me where I am at the moment within the system. But as you can see, it's really simple to use. You just press a button. I'm literally just pressing a button on the front of the device. Now, the device itself is a mobile phone. It's a Samsung smartphone. And basically, what you do is you press the button on it, speak your command, and then it comes back with a response. So, for example, read the...
Craig, either I misheard, or I don't have a newspaper with that title.
See? List newspapers.
Listing the newspapers. 107 to come. 1. Help and information. 2. Airdrie and Coatbridge Advertiser.
Look, you listen to newspapers like this.
3. The Argus. 4. The Bath Chronicle. 5. Belfast Telegraph.
So it does have a lot of...
Select one or
it does have
next.
A lot of local newspapers. I can go next.
Here are more papers. 102 to come. 1. Birmingham Mail. 2. The Birmingham Post. 3. The Bolton News.
Now think about this as well. As well as going through them like that, you can also ask it to read a particular paper, like read the Telegraph, read the Sun, whatever. But also you can go even further and actually specify a section. So for example, you can go read the sports section of the Guardian.
I'm sorry, Craig.
No, I'll try that again. Read the sports section of The Guardian.
I'm afraid The Guardian doesn't have the read the sports section. Sections of The Guardian. 1. News.
Read me the sports section of The Guardian.
I'm afraid The Guardian doesn't have the sports of The Guardian section. Sections of The Guardian. 1. News. 2. Features. 3. Business. 4. Letters. 5. Closing announcements.
So the Guardian doesn't have a sports section, but I know what does. Read the sports section of the Bolton News.
I'm afraid the Bolton News doesn't have the read the sports section. The Bolton News has these sections. 1. News.
If the section's not there, it's not going to read.
Closing announcement.
But, you know,
that is all.
I'm trying to think.
Please.
Read the Telegraph.
This is the Daily Telegraph from...
List sections.
business. 5. Closing announcement.
So none of them seem to have sports sections. Oh dear.
Select one.
So my demonstration isn't going very well at all. It's not the actual device's fault. It's the fact that the newspapers themselves don't have the section that I'm asking for. So it can't give me the section that I'm asking for if it doesn't exist. So that's not the device's fault. It's the fact that the newspaper I'm asking it to read doesn't have that section. But usually, if there was a sports section, it would go, okay, read the sports section, read this, you know. Let me try this. So no, this section does exist. Read the news section of The Guardian.
This is The Guardian of today, Craig. There are 45 unread articles in the news section. Headlines. 1. Rapid reaction, how armed police's quick response time saved lives. 2. Football fans fight back. 3. Run, hide, tell. 4. Pleasant summer night that turned into a scene of horror and heroism. 5. Colleagues came flooding in to help.
Next.
Okay, Craig. More news headlines. 40 still to come. 1. Analysis, a tougher response than after El Reno attack. 2. Made to tighten terror law and says enough is enough. 3. Social media.
Number 2.
Made to tighten terror law and says enough is enough. Continued from page 1, she said that campaigning would resume and the election would still take place this week. The Foreign Secretary, Boris Johnson, formerly London's mayor, echoed May's...
Stop. Stop.
Okay, stopped.
So as you can see, it's a simple device to use. I like it. I like it. Do I recommend it? Yes, I do, for anybody who wants to read newspapers easily. Do I think it's a bit too simple? Yes, I do. I think there's a lot more they could do with this device, with the voice recognition things. And there are one or two little bugs that I've come across. But overall, I like it. I'm not going to demonstrate anymore. I'm going to leave it here for now. If you want any more information about the device, contact the RNAB on 0303-123-9999. The device is available in Australia as Real Sam and as RNIB in your pocket in the UK. I believe Australians have to contact Vision Australia for this device, I believe. In the UK, we contact the RNIB. Quick recap as to what you get. You get the device, you get 3GB data allowance, you get access to newspapers and magazines through RNIB's news agent service, access to podcasts, access to the Talking Book Library, access to other Talking Book libraries as well, which they're going to be adding more of them up, apparently. And you can also ask it things like, what time is it?
The time at Bolton, England, United Kingdom, is 59 minutes past 6 a.m. on Monday, June 5th, 2017.
And you can also... Hello.
Hello, beautiful. Let's talk. Reading me to...
So you can actually have a bit of fun with it as well. But anyway, that's that. That's the RNIB in your pocket. I like it, but I do think that, you know, it isn't for everybody. I like the fact that I can just pick and read a newspaper, but if I want to get, you know, I still use my iPhone and look on the internet and look at the news as well. But I like being able to read my local newspaper with this. Or I'm having a few issues where it's not updating the newspapers every day, which it was doing at one time, but it doesn't seem to be. It seems to be having a bit of an issue there. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to switch it off and switch it back in a minute. But anyway, I hope you enjoyed this demonstration. That was my Audio Mode Day 3. I'm sorry about rambling too much. And I'll speak to you guys later on Audio Mode Day 4. Speak to you soon.